on the night, or in Teves. We'll talk a little about Malacha Malka, which was supposed to be last night. Supposed to be, because I find out that although it says in Shulchan Aruch, La'olam Yisadar Adam Shulchano, La'olam Yisadar Adam Shulchano B'Matzoy Shabbos, Kedei L'Lavos Es HaShabbos, actually it means that you should set the table the way you would a regular meal, even if you're only eating a little. But you should set the table. The table should be set. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Whether we do it or not, I don't know. It's some people, some places and people do it. Others don't. Chatchila, you should eat bread by the meal. Chatchila, you should eat. That is not easy to do for many people, especially in the summer, if you just finished eating shalshuris, or especially in the winter, that you're still full from the short day. But certainly you should eat bread, although if that would be achila gasa also, so you, Mishnah Berurah says you should eat less, eat fruit, or mazonos, but many hold that to be yotze the mitzvah, to be yotze the mitzvah, you have to eat bread, indeed. And again, the Shulchan Aruch Lashon is that the table should be set properly, even if you're only eating a little. There's a minhag, well, I don't know, it's based on the Gemara, really, but to eat something hot, to drink something hot. The Gemara's mashma, hot bread, is a refuah for the body on Matzoy Shabbos. Some people, the Marsha explains, you're eating hot, you're being mechabed Shabbos, by showing it was also to cook or to make something hot on Shabbos. And if you don't have hot bread to eat, maybe a fresh bagel that people would like. But people don't certainly makbid to drink something hot. That's not hard to do. You want a cup of coffee, a cup of tea, or something hot. Okay. That's the halacha. It's a chiyuv. You have to do it. I asked someone today if they eat Malacha Malka every week. We'll continue the coming nights. So you... Anyway, Chavis Halavis is talking about people who are smart, or who think they're smart, or who think they're smarter than they are, and he's warning them not to be led astray by people like that. There's a special yetzirah for such people to be matel sveikus in things that they hold, and to lead them onto paths which are wrong and inappropriate, because once they're in the mode of seichel, then they come across, the Yetzer works, that you come across something you can't explain, and then you're sort of trapped. If you're not ready to say, well, I can't understand everything, so then you're trapped, because then you start going with what you can understand, and then you're trapped into only things you can understand, and then you start rejecting other things. Make sure you follow what earlier generations have taught you. Well, this is talking in a time, maybe it was a question of being a tzuki or being a karoi. So he's talking about that. But every generation has their own things, down to certainly the last generation in Europe before the war thought they would carve out new paths in Yiddishkeit, and even our generation has such people down to our days, where you have movements that are going to figure out a better way to be Jewish. So be careful. To things that are wrong, lacking, and you think you know it all. It's a shachet ba'atzoscha. You don't want to be saimachan b'sora. You're gonna. It's boded b'sfor asecha. Al tachshod avol secha. B'meshem mosru l'chol miyafani tovol secha. That you think it's not right. That they were old fashioned, or that they didn't understand. They didn't understand things as well as you do. Trust me, says the Chavis HaLovis, there's no piece of brilliant insight that you're going to think of, Shalokin Mukhala Daita, that they didn't think of already. They were smarter than you, and they thought of that also. It's like some people, they have books, you know, why? They say, oh, how come this Sadik Viralo? As if they just thought of it. Go, wow, what an interesting question. No one ever thought of that question before. The Yomdu Al Kol Masha Mavia loves Tovara. And they thought of this already, and they already carved out a path. And maybe you think that they thought of what you're thinking of, but you think you're so caught up in your own brilliance, because you're looking at the short term. So you see all great things, but you don't. They have a far look, and they see things from far, and they see things long term. You don't see the hefsed that will come out of it at the end. You're so caught up in your own brilliance. Because you don't have experience and you don't really have the depth of wisdom that an older person has. Tira yashra, you see what's good about it, and there is some good in it. But there's a little tira ta'usa, the ethne ha'seda. You don't see down the road what's bound to happen, what's likely to happen, what's possible to happen, and it'll be a hefsed. V'amar ha'chacham, al tasei gevul olam, meaning don't be so fast to cross over the boundaries of the earlier generations. V'amar shma b'ni musag avicha, v'amar b'misha mishanem echuki avosov, dor tohar b'enov, u'mitzoloso l'ruchatz, dor ovav yukalel, Vomer ayin tilag la'av. They mock the past, they mock earlier generations, they mock the parents, the grandparents, they mock the Mesora, because they think, I mean, this is all modern stuff. This exists. And they mock the past, and they think they're going to figure out, reinvent the wheel in a way that's going to be perfect. So that's how the Yetzer Hara traps intelligent people, smart people, otherwise intellectual people. Okay, we'll stop here.